Good morning, everybody, and welcome to this beautiful Sunday edition of the Inside Outside Guys right here on AM 760 WJR. You got us for the next 2 hours. My name is Ken Carverly. I am the Outside Guy.
Good morning, everybody. Chuck Bridenstine, the Inside Guy. Happy to be with you. I guess we got the start of a white Christmas.
We do. Huh? We do. Hey, it's beautiful outside. You know what? You got to wake up and put a smile on your face no matter what it's doing, right?
Didn't have to shovel. Didn't have to go out and blow it away.
True. Now, this morning, I woke up on the east side over in St. Clair. Went out and spent some time with my wife and I. Went out and spent some time with my sister. So they got about an inch of snow over there.
They can have it.
So, I know. When I woke up this morning, it was white outside. And it's interesting because we left there early this morning driving home. Looking at all the roofs on the way home. When you get a one-inch snow...
You have turned into the outside guy.
Yeah.
So that's so funny.
For homeowners, if you have a little bit of snow on your roof right now and around you, that was a great time to walk outside and take a look at your roof. It'll tell you a story. If you have a certain area of your roof that has melted, there's an issue there. It's losing heat too much. If everything is white except maybe a 10 by 10 area on the side or middle, wherever on the roof, that's an area where it's losing heat faster and probably something you want to take a look at. What I saw a lot of today... It's a lot of very evenly melted roofs, if at all, and a lot of melting coming from the vents. And I actually pointed out to my wife this morning. She's like, yeah, who cares?
Yeah, I was just going to say, I don't even bother with my bride anymore.
It's look at that roof, honey. Look how nice. See how it's melting around the vents? And, okay. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Tell a story, though, about the apartment complex you told me.
Well, this is a meme I saw on Facebook.
Was it?
Yeah, it was a meme I saw on Facebook years ago.
But it's real.
It is real. And it's funny because people notice that. I mean, people like us notice that kind of stuff.
You and I do, yeah. Everybody else is
going to. It was a complex with a roof, and it wasn't the Mansford roof. It was
low slope gable.
There you go. Roof.
Okay.
And there was a big section of it that was melted. And of course, most people go, okay, something's wrong there. Well, when they checked it out, it was a grow, an illegal marijuana grow that was melting the roof on there.
A lot of heat coming from there.
Kind of gave it away really easy. Yeah.
Isn't that a hoot?
Yeah, that was in another country.
How did you find us? We looked at your roof, pal.
Exactly.
Are you stupid?
So if you have snow out there, go out. Today's a great day just to go out and take a look at your roof and see if it tells you any kind of stories. A lot of times what you'll see is you can literally see where your roof trusses are.
Yep.
On a day like today.
Exactly.
And everything between it will probably melt before the roof trusses do. And that may be an indication that you need some insulation up there. If you think it is, go to theinsideoutsideguys.com, click on insulation, and we got some great contractors there that can help you.
It's funny you say that because we had an email just in the last 24 hours from a listener who is reluctant to have siding put in his exterior sidewalls. He said, you know, it's a 25-year-old house and it has siding on it, and I don't know if companies can do that well. And we told him some companies don't. They'll tell you they can, but they'll screw up your drywall, they'll screw up your siding or your brick. And that's one of the reasons, you know, that we always talk about Ace & Sons, because literally their forte, their niche, if you will, was retrofitting insulation to existing sidewalls in old houses.
Right.
And becoming good at it. There's a difference.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yes.
You know, and you and I talk about it, and people hear us talk about this a lot, tightening up your home and tightening up your attic. You know, recently, we talk about the emails we get. We get emails that people talk about, they see mold. They go up in their attic, and they'll see mold up on their attic. And depending on the amount of mold, kind of depends on, and where it's located, kind of depends on how they have to treat it. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I used to tell people, and they'd be aghast, that when we were framing houses, we would, you know, we'd buy a few bunks of plywood, and as you took sheets out of that bunk, you'd have some that had mold on them.
Yes.
The plywood had been sitting, you know, it had moisture, and it grew mold on the, and go, oh my God, you put that in my house? Okay, yeah, we're going to do your house such that that mold will not flourish or grow, or
right.
You know, it's going to die very quickly, as a matter of fact.
Right. Right.
And you can still go up in some of those houses and see the stains on the underside of the plywood of the original mold from when it was in the bunk.
Absolutely right.
And
yeah,
no effect.
Yeah.
So you're right. It depends on what you got, where it's growing, what the causes are.
So you go up in your attic and you see a little spot of mold. I'm not going to get on the phone and start panicking and think I got black mold. Let's say it's even the color black, which very good chance. It's not
a common mold.
Stachybotrys. Yeah, exactly. Thank you. So you see a little spot. I'm not going to panic. I'm going to wait till Monday. I'm going to make a phone call. I'm going to have people come out, investigate, and educate me as a homeowner the best way to go. Yeah. But if I open up my attic and I see, look, there's a lot of mold coming in a certain area, and it's fuzzy, and yeah, well, then I'm going to get on the phone right away.
It reaches out and grabs you.
Well, yeah, there you go. See it moving, right? Yeah. But understand, when you got mold in your attic and you seal your attic, that mold really shouldn't make its way down from that point. It's going to stay up there, and hopefully if it has any spores, go outside and go away.
Hopefully.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. But we talk about sealing the ceiling, air sealing the ceiling, and a lot of good insulation companies will do that if they're going to put insulation in your attic.
Hey, whether it's your house or your attic, yeah. You know, build right, seal tight, you know, vent right. How's it go? Build tight, vent right.
Yeah.
Is the frame. Make sure you have proper venting.
Yeah, that's five books to explain that, but it is. It makes such a big difference. We're going to have a friend of ours calling into the show hopefully about 10:30 today.
Mr. Bob McComb from McComb Construction, and he's built enough structures where he's very knowledgeable on the venting issues.
Bob is an old dog like Ken and I, and we say that lovingly. We don't say that as an insult. He's genuinely got decades of growth. I think, are they a third generation company now?
Yes. Yeah, they are.
Yeah, and they've learned, as we have over the years, what to do right and what to do wrong, and they're a design build company, which is huge, kind of like Kopke Design, Build, and Remodeling. You and I always talk about that. There's a difference. So we'll be talking to Bob about 10:30.
Yep, and we'll be taking your phone calls during the show at 888-654-GUYS, which equals 888-654-4897. We'll talk to Larry from St. Clair Shores when we get back from break.
Was your house nice and toasty this morning then when you got there?
Well, oh, yeah.
The furnace running well?
Oh, sure.
You're lucky because a lot of people probably woke up and it was cold.
You're right. You're right. You're right.
It ain't working the way it should be.
You're right. And our friend Larry, if by any chance he has any kind of furnace issues, air conditioning issues, he's over there on the east side along with our good friends CNC Heating and Air Conditioning. And I tell you, now's a great time to get a tune-up on your furnace before you need it. You know the really cold weather's coming soon. Make sure your furnace is working year-round by getting a $59 tune-up from CNC Heating and Air Conditioning. With over 80 years of combined housing experience, the Inside Outside Guys, your one-stop shop for any and all of your housing needs here in the state of Michigan. If you have an issue, you have a question, go to theinsideoutsideguys.com 24/7. Click on Ask a Question. Send it over to us. We'll make sure to get back to you. And please, like us on Facebook. We're going to go to the phones and start with Larry in St. Clair Shores. Good morning, Larry. You're on with the Inside Outside Guys on WJR.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I've got a home that has an exhaust fan in the bathroom. It's in the ceiling. It's a shed roof, so it goes through, and it's the entrance to the exhaust fan is on the roof, and it faces the east, the opening. It's a small black-mounted configuration. It's a new home. It's only 5 years old. And it faces an area that's quite open. It's to the north and the east. I mean, miles of open area. And so when we get a northeast wind like we had the last couple of days, the air coming from the outside through the fan into the bathroom is stronger than the air supply from the furnace. I don't have any hair, and I'll tell you what, when I'm standing in the bathroom, my head gets cold. Is there any technology out there, guys, that would eliminate that outside air coming in?
Eliminate or minimize for sure.
Yeah.
Couple things. The device that's on the outside the hood, the the weather device where that terminates on the siding, does that have any flexible flaps on it, do you know, that go up and down when the unit is turned on?
I'm not sure. That's something I can check. Like I said, the house is 5 years old. I'm not going to say the word hope, but I was hoping that it would have the latest inefficiencies on that, but I can go and check that. I'm not
sure. Something else you can consider. Do you know how power, is it a builder grade fan that's in that bathroom?
Yes, it's a substantial fan.
Oh, it is a substantial fan. Good, because one thing you can do is go up in the exhaust line up in the attic and put a what they call a barometric damper, but it's just a flap in the line that only goes one way. So when the fan's on, the flap will open up and allow air to exhaust, but it will not allow air to blow back in.
That's the answer.
Gotcha. Yeah.
I mean, that's a no-brainer, doesn't require electricity.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the answer. I mean, that's honestly the simplest answer right there. Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay, I'll give that a try. I'll check it out. And if it works, I'll call you back and do thumbs up so maybe others can benefit from this.
If it doesn't work, it's Ken that came up with the idea.
Yeah, there's really no reason it won't work. Okay. There really isn't
that many, many times over the years. Yeah, it'll work well.
All right, Larry.
Okay,
hope that helps, buddy.
Guys.
Anytime.
Take care.
Anytime. You too. 888-654-GUYS equals 888-654-4897. Next we'll talk to Cynthia in Northville. Good morning, Cynthia. You're on with the guys.
Good morning. My question is, I have a upstairs bathroom, and there is a door where you can access the pipes. When I opened that door and I looked at the pipes, the copper pipe where it meets the brass pipe, there's a lot of calcification all along every single pipe. I saw two tiny little drops of water, which could just be condensation, but I wanted to make sure, because when I went online to try and find out about this, it said that the calcification could actually be inside my pipes. But so I wasn't sure. So I thought I should call and find out from the experts.
Could be. That's not an uncommon situation you've got there. If everything is working well, that may very well be condensate. You've got a cold wall cavity there that air moves past the little doorway or whatever device allows you access to it, and can get in there and condensate on those pipes when they're cold. Try to wipe them down, clean them up, see what you get over the next week or so.
Wipe them down with CLR or vinegar? Or neither.
Either one, actually.
Yeah, either one's fine. Get the calcification off there and then wipe it down with that. And then maybe just put a little piece of paper towel underneath it and see if that is a very, very slow leak or the condensate, and just keep an eye on it.
Okay. Now, online when I did the search, it kept coming up because I put in like calcification on where copper and brass pipes come together. All
sure.
I got was all the feedback was about the calcification on the inside of the pipes.
Yeah.
This isn't an indication of that, is it?
I wouldn't worry as much about that if things are working well. Again, if all of a sudden you have a severe volume reduction in the flow of water, then that tells you you've probably got an obstruction in the pipes and a buildup in the pipes.
Okay.
But if you don't,
I wouldn't worry
about it.
Okay, so I will just clean these down, put in some paper
clean
towel.
It, keep an eye on it. Your biggest concern is that you might have a pinhole leak. If it's mine.
That is my concern, because there is a hole that accesses, this bathroom is directly above my kitchen. And when
go.
I went with my hand into that hole, there was the electrical, because I have can lights in the ceiling. So what I found was those electrical connections. And so that's why I was really concerned. Like if there's a leak and I have electricity, then that was an alarm.
Well, that's
off
a legitimate
in my
concern,
mind.
But as Ken said, that could just be condensate if it's just a drop here and there.
Okay.
But again, clean it up and just keep the cover off and keep an eye on it for a couple of days and use the shower and bathroom as you normally would. I'm thinking you probably won't see any water if you leave that cover off for a couple of days.
Okay.
Putting it back on.
All right, the cover is actually inside of a closet. I was just redoing the closet, and so I thought I'll take that off because I never look in there.
Good for you. Good thinking. Every homeowner out there, if you're out there and you have one of those out of sight, out of mind areas like Cynthia is describing, you need to check those out at least once a year.
I agree.
Because of issues like this. So great call, Cynthia.
All right.
And you should be fine.
All right.
Thank you
very much
for your call.
Thanks for the call.
Okay.
Bye bye. All right, real quick, let's go to our buddy Greg in Shelby. Good morning, Greg. How you doing, buddy?
Good morning, you guys, Mr. Positive. Are the Lions going to win real quick?
Yep.
We're excited. Yes. Hey, real quick. Does the humidifier water run through the humidifier on your furnace all the time while you have it turned on, or does the water only run when the furnace comes on? Everyone get a humidifier.
Well, that's a good question.
Hopefully Thank when you. It demands water. Now, some of the old ones that had the rotating filter, like the carousel-type filter, they had a small pan in them, and there was always water
in
those.
Yeah, always stayed full, yep.
Yeah, and the idea there, of course, is that the hot air blowing across that water is going to pick up the water and bring it into the house. The more sophisticated electronic units that use misting are only going to operate when the furnace is actually running. But there's water in that pan in the old-style units all the time.
Very good, very good. Very good, you guys. Hey, thanks for taking my call, and you guys have a great remaining week. And go Lions.
Stay well, Greg.
You too, Greg. Thank you. Let's.
You don't think the Lions are going to do this, huh?
No. You know, it's funny, everyone. Chuck and I were talking earlier. this is so funny because yesterday I'm at home and I'm doing some paperwork and I turn on the Lions game and I said, Lions and Vikings. Chuck didn't mention it was today, so I'm half-heartedly paying attention to it. And of course, the Lions lose.
You knew it was live.
I thought it was live.
Exactly.
I thought it was live. And Lions, because that's how much I pay attention to the Lions, right? But they lost in the last couple seconds. And then you come in here and you say to me this morning, Lions going to win today? I say, what are you talking about? They played yesterday. No, they didn't.
You know what's sad? I believed you.
Well, I thought so too until I looked at my scores and said they're
playing. Trust you anymore.
So that must have been the last. I was watching the last game in Minnesota and they blew in the last couple minutes. So I'm sorry. I'm a lifelong Lions watcher, can't say fan anymore, and I'm just...
Oh, come on.
I'm sorry. I just...
Be strong.
Chuck, you know, I remember in 1994, I believe
God.
When the Red Wings lost to the San Jose Sharks, they won the President's Cup. They were the best team in the league.
105 victories.
Yeah, and then they lose in the first round to the worst team in the playoffs, the San Jose Sharks. And I remember thinking to myself, I'm a terrible father. I made my son a Wings fan. Now, of course, I was wrong.
Oh, that's a hoot.
But that's how I feel about the Lions.
Well, hey, you want to be a great dad?
I am a great dad.
You have a company like Performance Remodeling.
Yes.
Put your new siding, new windows, new roof on your house. You'll never regret it. You'll look like a hero. You'll look like a genius.
And people hear about Performance Remodeling all the time on WJR. You hear about them. And when we refer them to one of our listeners, boy, are they happy with the results. So if you're thinking new siding, new roofing, new windows, make sure you check out Performance Remodeling.
Welcome back, everybody. We do appreciate you being with us. I want to remind you today the phone lines are open, notwithstanding hopefully a call from a good friend of ours in a few minutes at 888-654-4897.
4897. You got it. You know, Chuck, there are in this industry – a lot of guys will say, okay, I want to be a plumber, I want to be an electrician, I want to be a drywaller. The guys that say, I want to be a builder, like you did years ago, you guys need to learn so much more than just the regular tradesman. Because you need to learn how to build a house, but then you need to learn how to check up on those tradesmen and make sure they're doing everything right and doing everything to code. And you have built, and I have built, hundreds of relationships that we can call on for people like that. And if we were building a house right now in, let's say, the Troy area, we would call our friend Bob McComb from McComb Construction and say, Bob, have at it, because we trust Bob. He's a great builder. And on the line with us right now is Bob McComb from McComb Construction. And if people out there haven't heard Bob lately, Bob's been on the show with us now for, gosh, I'm thinking almost 10 years. He's made so many of our listeners happy over the years.
Well, he wouldn't take our calls this year until finally last week he picked up the phone by accident.
That was your call. That was you. He'll take my call. Right, Bob?
Hi, Bobby.
I don't get to answer the phone for anybody.
You kept going, oh, shoot, it's Ken and Chuck.
How you doing?
We're doing great, Bob. Yeah, we have nothing to complain about.
It has. How's business?
Great. We've been rolling along, been real busy. It kind of surprises me with as crazy as the world is right now, but we're just rolling along great. And so met a lot of nice people, and working out perfectly.
Bob, you indicated that new housing starts are down, but you're seeing a lot of really cool remodeling projects. Is that still something you talk about?
Yeah, but you know, as long as I've been in this business, you get to this time of year, they flood the news with new home starts down. Like they're going to put fear in you, like, you know, we're into some sort of a recession coming as far as homes goes. But that's just the time of year. That happens every year, but yes, remodeling is up big time.
Yeah, and whenever it gets cold, construction spending drops. That's just the normal cycle, especially in the Midwest. So what kind of projects are you working on now, Bob?
We have a couple custom homes going and some remodels going around town, so same old. We have a lot of nice jobs going out there, and we have a lot of people that quite a few people that are going to be coming into the office to talk to us about future projects. So the future is looking bright, and it's certainly bright right now.
And Chuck, you mentioned earlier, Bob, you guys are now a third generation company. Are you not, with your son helping out?
Yeah, big time. I just had back surgery, so I've been putting it off a long time because we've been so busy, but I just had my back fused up, and my son is, he's everything now. He's out on the job and meeting the people and running the jobs. I do what I can do here on the phone and talking to people, and then he's taking care of the job, and it's worked out great. It's actually a good opportunity.
Bob, there are so many people out there where their dream is to build their own house someday. You know, someone in their 30s, even 40s or later, their dream is to build their house someday.
I still talk about building one more. My wife looked at me yesterday when I said that like I was out of my mind. You know,
I bought that property years ago, it 4 or 5 years ago, and I'm so glad I didn't build. I would have taken up way too much of my time.
It's so cool to be able to do once with the right people, like a Macomb Construction,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, you're right with that, Bob. If you were going to build a house today, is there any certain advice you would give somebody? Would you tell them to find the property first? Would you have them, you know, talk to a builder and buy a spec house? What would your advice to someone whose dream is to buy a house?
Yeah, most definitely, you have to find the property first because every property's got different requirements, setbacks, and zoning, and depending on the city and then you'd come in and talk to somebody like us, and we'd sit down with an architect, we'd show you plans that we have, or we'd draw you a brand new plan and then give you a number to build that project. But probably the biggest advice I would tell people, I see people that figure that they're going to go out there and they're going to save a couple bucks by building the house themselves, and that does not work, because if you don't have the years of connections with people to get things done nowadays, it's just not going to happen.
And the relationships, you're so right.
I agree. The economy is in having someone like you that can handle that for them and bring in professionals to handle the plumbing, the HVAC, the electrical, the roofing, the siding, the framing, right, the foundation. It goes on and on.
But not just that, Bob. You know, you being a third-generation company, the jurisdictions you work at, they know Macomb Construction. You have a relationship with these inspectors. You have a relationship with the people in the office. So when you come in, they trust you, and that goes so far.
Yeah, I can take care of most situations with a phone call. people know us. They trust us, the cities, and they know that we're not going to try to pull nothing on them, and we follow the rules and the ordinances, and they're not going to ever have any problems with us. And I've had discussions with the cities about things like that, how they don't have any complaints and everything, and it sounds like a sales job because I'm on the radio, but it's actually very much the truth. We don't have
complaints.
Oh, it's
very real. Yeah, and we would argue mm-hmm. that. Actually, Ken introduced you kind of touching on that subject, that you've invested in building those relationships over the years, and those are ultimately valuable to you and your clients, right?
Oh, yeah, we built, I have customers that we've built 2 and 3 homes for. They outgrow one, we build them another one, and we'll remodel their homes for them. So it's not a one-off thing. Once we build a relationship with you, it's typically a relationship for life.
Yeah, you know what, because when someone finds someone that they trust and does good work, they don't lose that number. Mm-hmm. They hold on to that number if they're smart.
Not if they're smart.
Yeah,
so, Bob, someone's just got the bug. They're going to make that major addition decision or build a new home. Can they just call you up and mm-hmm. come over and have coffee and run ideas by you and get a feel for what's involved?
Sure, that's how we do it. They can call us up and say, I'm thinking about doing this or that. And I ask them, I say, have you got any drawings or maybe sketches that you've made around the kitchen table? And they'll come into the office and we'll sit down in the conference room and we'll talk about what they'd like to do, maybe make a few adjustments here and there. And then if they wish to go forward with it, we set them up with our architect and get the process going. And once we do that and they come up with a preliminary idea, well, basically a preliminary sketch of what they want to do with the architect, at that point, I'm pretty much able to put a preliminary price on it. So there's no shock. If they choose to go forward, they know what they're going to have vested into this project.
And I love that you can do that, Bob. Even with all the inflation that we're going through, you can say, here's your price. And because I think so many people, they don't keep up with the prices like you have to keep up with the prices.
There's no way.
So they might have got
business.
A quote a couple of years ago to build a house that might have been, let's say, $250,000. That house today is going to be closer to $350,000. And you need to know the budget going in. You want to know someone's budget going in, correct? You have to.
Yeah, because if you take a job and you tell somebody, okay, this job's going to cost you $100,000, by the time you draw it and get a permit to go build it, the way the environment's been with the inflation and everything else that we've got going on, I might be losing $20,000 before I even start the job.
Yeah.
So you have to stay on top of those numbers.
You know,
and even though.
Go ahead, Bob. I'm sorry.
I was just going to say that even though numbers have kind of stabilized on materials, you remember when lumber was going crazy? Well, that sort
sure.
of stuff is still stabilized. It's still high, but at least it's not moving so much day to day. But where you're really getting in trouble is on your labor numbers. So if you're not using the same people, if you go outside for labor, they're just charging exorbitant prices to get anything done.
Now, are you what do you mean outside for labor? You talking more subcontractors, which you guys do not use as
people
many?
You've never
no,
worked
if I well, yeah, I said that wrong. What if the people that work for me, I have control over them. They know what I expect, and they work for me because they know I'm not a one-off deal. But if a homeowner tries to do something themselves, like we were talking about, and they go outside and try to hire labor to do demo or this or that, they're just going to get charged through the roof because that person knows that they're one off. You know, they're going to do work for them one time and that'll be that.
And so let's be honest.
If it wasn't for us having a relationship with these guys and keeping hold of pricing and everything, it would be a tough road to hoe.
I mean, money often is the cause of a failed marriage, and in custom home building, it is a huge point of discussion and disagreement if you don't lock in those numbers ahead of time and dedicate them to a specific specification, right?
Exactly. We We give them specs on what we're going to do on the job. We will give them a number, and then anything they add or subtract from the job to the process of the job will be as a per signed work order, so they always know exactly where they stand. Because we want to leave you as a friend.
Yeah, you want, hey, your son's going to be in his business for a long time, so of course you do. Bob, do you mind sticking around? We got a few more questions we want to talk about on the other side of this break.
Sure.
Okay. You know, Bob McComb Construction has been a team partner for years, but Pro Home Improvement, we first met them, Chuck, in 2010 at the old Silver Dome Home Show.
Yeah.
And they've been a team partner ever since. And their main shingle they use is a certain Chi Landmark Pro. It's a great shingle. They're proud of it. They've got great warranties. And here's
Tim
one thing.
Tim has guarantees.
Yeah, you're right. He throws guarantees. And they give back. Make sure when you hire a company to work on your home that they give back to the community like Pro Home Improvement does. So let's make this next segment. It's on Inside Outside Guys, brought to you by Pro Home Improvement.
Chuck and Ken and Bob McComb from McComb Construction, a dear friend and a friend of the show, and a great referral for anybody that's having high-end custom work done. Now, Bob, you've got a limited geographic territory you guys cover, right?
Yeah, we can't service anybody really well if they're outside of, say, 30 miles, you know. Kind of depends on the job. If it's a home, that's one thing. If it's a bathroom, that's another. So we look at every job as it comes in to make sure we can service it right.
And McComb Construction, your main office is located in Troy near the 15-mile 75 area. So do you enjoy people? And like I said earlier, would you rather people come in first and get to know you and get to know the company? Is that the best first
Absolutely.
Touch for you? I like
Absolutely.
That.
First of all, I enjoy talking to people. So, you know, I like to have them in and kind of get to know them, and they get to know me, and they can look around the office and see what we've done. And it's just kind of like a meet and greet and get comfortable. And then I will share numbers with you right there. It's not like you're going to have to come in and then wait for a week and a half to find out what you think your project's going to cost. We're going to talk about it roughly right there. We've done so many of these things, I'm able to do that, and it's, none of this is going to cost you a nickel. You just come in and talk. It's totally free.
It's a great education for someone thinking they might want to build a major addition or a new house to just have that interaction with you. And really, there's no risk. There's nothing but reward. They'll walk out with thousands of dollars worth of information, whether they hire you or not.
Right. Yeah, it doesn't mean I'm going to do the job. We'll talk and give them every bit of information they need and design ideas
Well, Bob, what we know is like that the years that you've been a team partner of the Inside Outside Guys, and we're talking years now, we have never had one person say anything negative about McComb Construction. Just the opposite. I've seen the work when you're done, and you're. Your customers love your work. You guys are meticulous. You take your time. You pay attention to detail. And that's what good, true, professional home builders do. The phone number from McComb Construction is 248-528-0816. Once again, 248-528-0816. The address is 1871 Austin Drive in Troy, Michigan. And the website is McComb, which is MCCOMB, McCombConstruction.com. Bob McComb, thank you so much for taking such great care of our listeners over the years. And we know we don't even have to ask. We know you're going to continue to do it because that's just who you are.
Yep.
Well, Chuck and Ken and all my listeners, my faithful listeners that I know are out there, I'd like to wish you guys all a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, a safe New Year, and enjoy talking to you guys always.
We appreciate you very much, Bob. Please stay in touch with us, okay?
Hey, Bob, one thing I just noticed at the bottom of your website, it says 2 generations of experience. You need to change that.
Yeah.
That's got to be 3 now.
Got to get that third in there.
Well, probably been a generation since I looked at the bottom of our website. But, yeah, I'll take a look
we
at
get
that.
We get it, my friend.
You get healthy, Bob.
Thanks, Bob. Appreciate your call. Stay
God
well, my friend.
You.
Merry Christmas.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You too. Genuine good man. I love how it comes across.
Me too.
I just love he says that, and you and I do too. I love people. I love talking to people about what I do. That's what you and I enjoy doing.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're right. Absolutely. Hey, check out his website. He does absolutely phenomenal, work.
Their work is beautiful.
Real quick, Chuck, we just got an email, and we had another email about this, the same thing just recently from a listener. It says, I have cooking grease on my cement patio. What are your recommendations for removing it? And we just had something like that. Someone said they had a stain. They didn't mention what it was.
Yeah, people put their big old grills out there.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. You're
the
right.
Grease cup disappears, and all of a sudden it's on the concrete.
But listen, guys, when it comes to trying to get stains out of concrete, you can do a lot of harm very fast, okay? If you use the wrong, because concrete's so porous. If it's a grease material, that's pretty easy to get up over time. You could use a pour and restore product over top, just like you would an oil stain on your driveway. But if you've got other stains on there, charcoal stains really bad. If you get black charcoal on there, if you take a power
black
wash
oak
to it,
leaves from black oak there you trees go. Are terrible.
You take certain chemicals to it, you're going to do more harm than good. So make sure you just really take your time. Start with just a little small section of it and see if it fixes it. And understand with concrete, in most cases, time heals all wounds. So if you have a bad stain, you fix it. It may not match perfectly, but eventually it's all going to go away.
Yeah, and for the grease, I always like starting with the Dawn. You know,
there you
Dawn
go.
Dish detergent on and just let it soak. That is the best darn grease cutter I think I've found on the shelves anywhere.
I agree with you.
White vinegar, a good stiff bristled brush after you've had that soak and a rinse. A lot of times we'll just take those things right out.
Right. Right. Be careful using things like wire brushes.
Yes.
Because, you know, if you use that too much, especially when, I've always said, if you're going to clean concrete, wet it down first, just like you would wet a pan down. You know, that's what you wet it down first, let it soak in, and then those stains will be a lot easier to come out. But if you hit it too hard with a wire brush or a power washer, you can literally scar the concrete.
Yep.
And stain will be least of your worries.
That's right. Yeah. So try something like a soak, a poultice of a grease cutting thing, like a Dawn or a white vinegar, or even bleach. I mean, you can buy concrete cleaners that have bleach in them and act as good soaks. We've used those for the black oak leaves.
Right.
And when nothing else would work. And just be patient, and I always like your advice. Try an obscure little area over there first.
See how it affects
it. Right in the middle of the driveway.
Don't be in a hurry. Take your time every time. Hey, we get back from break. We're going to be taking your phone calls. We have another hour of the show, 888-654-GUYS. Once again, equals 888-654-4897. Chuck, I just had Christian's Gutter. You know, I want to remind people, we have a great gutter company, and there are so many houses out there that need new gutters. It's out of sight, out of mind.
Properly installed.
Exactly. He came out and did a job for me. I call him out. He came out and did a job for me and installed two downspouts at a customer's house. Unbelievable.
Which sounds like a no-brainer.
It sounds like a
no-brainer. Why would you even hire somebody
but
to
he
do that?
Sent a young man in a cube truck with all the equipment in the back of the cube truck, unbelievably the great value. And he gives those values as well to our listeners as well. So if you think you need new gutters, make sure you contact Christian's Gutters, and you can find them at theinsideoutsideguys.com.
I like that.
Sure.
You know, everybody's shopping, buying a lot of stuff this time of year, which is good. I love it. Good for the economy. But you and I have grown up in an era where everything is $99.99, right?
Yep.
They call that charm pricing, and it's intended to make us think something is less expensive than it actually is.
Every gallon of gas you get.
There you go. Well, here's what a recent study uncovered, and I thought this was fascinating. On average, when a company uses charm pricing for any product, that price is going to be 18% higher than someone else in the same market is selling the same product for.
Interesting.
The charm pricing makes you think it's cheaper, But a study is telling us it's likely to be up to 18% more expensive.
My wife is so good at that kind of stuff. If she sees something for sale, she'll break out her phone, find it, and always find it less expensive. Always find it less
expensive. I've got a sister-in-law that's that way, Pete's wife. Yeah. I mean, boy, that.
Oh, yeah.
If I want something, I got, Heidi, find this for me.
And she'll enjoy doing it.
She loves it, man.
Right. Hey, we're going to answer your phone calls when we get back from break. First call would be Richard from Perrysburg, Ohio. 888-654-4897.
Yesterday we talked about wet basements, buddy.
Yeah, and our article this week in the Detroit News Homestyle section talks about why basement foundations fail. It's a great article. Understand, whether it's wet or dry, your basement foundation gets affected. And if it gets affected, you have water in your basement, you know you have a foundation issue, and you live in the state of Michigan, we want you to call Michigan's largest foundation and basement waterproofing company, and that company is Foundation Systems of Michigan.
Welcome back, everybody. Do appreciate you being with us. Want to remind you this next hour is all about you. If you have any questions, concerns, or comments about housing, give us a call, 888-654-4897.
Just like Richard from Perrysburg. Good morning, Richard. You're on with the Inside Outside Guys on WJR.
Good morning, guys. I've got a question about installing paneling on the basement wall in my basement. The current walls are concrete block and painted, and my wife wants a shiplap type look, and 4x8 sheets of paneling would be an economical way of accomplishing that, but I'd like to turn the panels horizontally, but when I read the directions, the panels talk about maintaining an 1/8 inch gap between panels and a 1/16 inch between the sides of the panels and then an 1/8 at the top. And I guess I didn't really plan on leaving any gaps because I was trying to, you know, make the look almost as continuous board. So I don't
know. What is the material that you're using? Do you know? Is it a composite wood or is it a composite paper or is it real wood?
It looks like a hardboard. It's.
Okay.
And then the side, the good side looks, apparently they've used some kind of a press to force a texture grain in it, and then it's painted. But the other side looks kind of like almost like a masonite.
Yeah, it's a primed, probably primed. What color is it?
The back or the front, the back looks, it's kind of black.
Yeah, masonite. And then the front is, you can do whatever you want with it, right?
Well, it's already painted up in kind of a whitish gray finish.
Oh, I can picture it. So are you going to install that over a furring strip or try to glue it directly to the wall?
I'm going to start up the
furring strips?
And, I did some straightening of the basement walls, so I've got some, I had to put some beams into brace it, so I'm coming out about 4 inches. So I'm gonna use 2x4s and basically bring it out.
So okay. So you're gonna build a wood frame wall and keep it off the concrete wall in the basement.
Yes.
Good man. That's what the guys recommend. If I'm doing that,
but he wants to put a horizontal. Remember that.
Yeah. Anywhere I have a seam. Typically, where they on the face of that product, they indicate like here's a 4-inch board, here's a 6-inch board, and there's a little line down there that's usually painted black or something. Whatever the color of my edge is, and it's usually black, I will spray paint the 2x4 that we are putting two sheets on that are meeting there black.
Okay.
And then I'm going to put those. And if I'm putting that right on 2x4s, I'm going to put them together. I'm not going to leave a gap along the main seams of those.
But you would keep them off the floor.
I definitely won't let them touch the floor.
Exactly.
I won't even let
my
2x4s.
Definitely keep it off the floor. Nope.
Even the wall, when you build that wall, lay down a bead of construction adhesive where the wall's going to set, and then set the wall on top of the construction adhesive and then fasten it, whether you're using ram sets or you know, some other mechanical fastener. But exactly, tapcons are a great option. But if you set the wall on a bead of construction adhesive, you will effectively create a what we call a capillary break, so vapor can't move from the floor into the wall.
Okay. All right. So I'm okay, you think, as far as basically butting the pieces together? That
I would have done it for
at the
decades.
Bottom and the top.
Yep.
Okay. And as far as painting that wood behind it, I'm not sure if I'm going to put like a construction adhesive on the 2x4 where those two panels join together. I'd probably just leave it bare wood and make sure the adhesive gets a good bite on the stud.
Yeah. And if you're going to use an adhesive behind the panel itself, use something that dries clear, you know, like a good wood glue. That'll be effective. Also,
well, surprisingly, the panels are specific about what kind of adhesive you can use. And I had to look for stuff that was meant for paneling.
Okay.
They had recommendations. I didn't know this, but there's, I don't know if some of the stuff I have, I think, is a water-based type liquid nails.
Yep.
And I don't know if a solvent-based stuff somehow bleeds through and may somehow get into the finish on the good side of the board.
It can.
So I made sure to get the right adhesive because I didn't want it to, you know, cause any issues on those areas where I do have the glue.
Yeah. Okay. And then one last thing. So you're going to use build a frame wall, and it's going to run from the basement floor up to the underside of the floor joists. When you put that bead of caulk on the floor or construction adhesive, leave gaps about every 16 to 18 inches, just a small gap, maybe 1 inch, 2 inches, so that air can actually move underneath the wood frame floor. There'll be a tiny, tiny gap there, and you want that to be there so air can move behind the wall, up through the floor frame, and equalize for moisture, because moisture will still come through the basement walls.
Yeah. What about a vapor barrier anywhere? Should I? Is it just going to trap the moisture?
If you got painted walls, if your walls are painted, that's all we would recommend at that point. Even if they weren't painted, we'd recommend you put a sealer on it or paint behind them. Seal the basement floor, is that what you're thinking,
Chuck?
I would
put a sealer on the basement floor, a clear sealer.
Yeah, no, we don't like putting vapor barriers behind those kind of walls because it's a place for moisture to collect and start mold.
Okay, great. Perfect. You've answered all my questions. Thank you very much.
Well, stay in touch with us. If you have other questions, we'd love to hear from you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
God bless you,
Richard. Well, as everyone hears, we'd like to take our time with phone callers and make sure that we give them the right answer. We don't want to hurry people off the line. So when we get back from break, we're going to talk to John from Ann Arbor, who's installing a residential elevator.
I love it. You know, we just had a listener ask us about refinishing existing tubs and showers, and you and I tend to say, look, that's not cheap. It tends to be a bad value. Look at installing new.
And it's not very often when a faux product mimics and even looks better than the product they're trying to mimic. And these acrylic shower tubs they put in are absolutely beautiful. And you will get those if you call Atlas Home Improvement.
Welcome back, everybody. Appreciate you being with us. I want to remind you the phone lines are open, 888-654-4897.
All right, let's go to the phones here.
Yeah.
Sorry. And talk to John in Ann Arbor. Good morning, John. You're on with the guys.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. We can hear you loud and clear.
Okay. I tried to turn off my iHeartRadio when I'm listening to you on my phone, but it won't turn off. But I don't know if that'll bother you or not.
Well, you don't sound like... Don't take this the wrong way, but did you ever think you'd be listening to the radio on your phone?
No, not until recent years.
Yeah, yeah. How can we help you today, sir?
I have a 4-story home, and I'm getting up in age, and I was looking at buying a condo, but I have a condo on order, but they have problems with having things in the yard. So I was thinking rather than do that, I might put a residential elevator in the house I have, because the house I have is much more house than the condo I could buy. But I don't know who to talk to and what the magnitude of the expense is.
Well, it's a great question. Chuck and I, when we went to the International Builder Show last year, we see those. We see them, different ones almost every year, and they're definitely doable.
And they've come down in price in the last decade big time.
Yep, and we have a company that can help you if you have a pen handy.
I'm ready.
Okay, now, I know you're in Ann Arbor, but this company travels to Ann Arbor, so don't let the 586 area code scare you. So it's 586
2600.
And the name of that company is Barrier Free Plus. And they can come out and help you with this.
Yeah, I've heard them on your program talking about making things easy for old people.
Yep. That's the easy way of putting it, yeah.
We're always holding a mirror up when we have that discussion because we're talking about ourselves.
Hey, I'm still in my 50s.
Okay. Well, I was in my 50s 30 years ago.
Okay, John, let us know how that works out for you, okay, sir?
Okay, we'll do. And by the way, I made the mistake of looking at that Lions game yesterday, too.
Oh, that's funny. It wasn't just me.
It wasn't just you. And then the damn TV said it was live.
I walked away saying SOL.
That's
same old Lions.
Well, they lost that one. They got a chance to win this one.
They do. Thank you very much. We appreciate your call, sir. Okay, let's keep these phone calls rolling. You got a question. We have more time. 888-654-GUYS, which equals 888-654-4897. Give us a call now, just like Jane from Ypsilanti. Good morning, Jane. You're on with the Inside Outside Guys on WJR.
She's going to correct you. It isn't Yip. It's Ypsilanti.
Whatever. I remember years ago. I'm sorry, Jane. We had a listener say, you can always tell when someone's from out of town because they pronounce it that way. And I'm like, yeah, because Ypsilanti has so many tourists, don't they? Jane, how are you today, man?
Wow. Hello?
Are you there? Go ahead.
Hello?
Jane? Hello? Yeah, go ahead.
Yes. I have a heater and it's a hot water tank. Side by side, can I leave them open?
Your hot water tank in your basement?
Yeah, hot water tank in the furnace. Can I leave them open because I don't want them blocking them. I sit down in the furnace downstairs where the furniture. My domain, my place, I squat and watch my show, TV stuff and down here and cook. It's okay to leave them open or I got to fill them up?
No, it's okay. It's okay to leave them open. We'd leave them open if they was ours.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because my furnace going now and the hot water tank is kind of like, it's not going. It's running once a while. You know, it's okay to leave it
but
open.
It's not leaking. It's working well, correct?
Oh, no. Oh, no. It's a new hot water tank I just put in about last year. It went out since I've been living in the hospital like for 20 years.
Okay. I think you're in good shape.
Yep. I do as well. Thank you for the call. 888-654-GUYS equals 888-654-4897. Chuck, I'm just going over some emails that we got. Just recently we got an email from a listener that said they got a price for someone to do a job at their house, and the price did not include permits. They said that the permits would be extra, and what they're upset about is they don't know what the permits are going to cost. And our response was, we like that. I like that, okay? Because here's the issue people have. It'd be very easy for someone to come in and go, okay, here's the price for your job, and let's throw on $1,000 for the permits. If they're going to make a guess for the permits, they're not going to take a chance of guessing and being wrong. They're going to throw more on there. So as a consumer, if someone says to me, I'm going to give you this price and then bring you the receipt for the permit and you reimburse me for the permit, I'm fine with that. Are you good with that?
Yeah, I would be. But I do have, it's like, well, wait a minute. you guys can make the phone call just like I can to find out what that permit's going to call. Why wouldn't you have done that and just included it day one?
Well, because let's say it's a driveway. Okay. So you're going to bid the job for the driveway, and a lot of guys bid, 10 jobs in a day
in Roseville or whatever.
Yeah, in Roseville or whatever. And it's different. And I used to get this question all the time: are permits necessary? I don't know. When I first started in the concrete industry, nobody required you to pull a permit for a driveway.
Yeah.
Once the Great Recession hit, the housing recession, all the new builds shut down. Cities still had to bring revenue in, so they started making us pull permits for things they normally wouldn't have made us pull permits for, and one of those things were concrete.
Yeah.
And some cities, Sterling Heights being one of them, kept it. Some cities, once the economy got better, they let it go. So if I'm sitting in front of you and they say, is a permit necessary? I go, I'm not sure, I'm going to have to check, but here's your price, and whatever that permit is, we just charge the cost of the permit. We bring you the receipt. You reimburse us for the permit. I would even be okay if they said, we charge $100 to go pull the permit. So he will give you the receipt.
Plus, oh, absolutely.
Plus $100.
You should get paid to chase permits as a company. I'm a big believer in that.
I agree. But the owner was scared because they didn't know what, I guess the person didn't explain that to him. And I don't recall what the situation was. It could have been a furnace. But I'm okay with that. I mean, as a consumer, I'm fine with that, especially if they show exactly what it costs.
After the fact.
After the fact, yeah.
Yeah. It's a good discussion. Good thing to chat about.
Okay, we can do that when we get back from break, along with taking people's phone calls at 888-654-4897.
Well, hey, you're the air you're breathing right now is getting to your lungs through your ductwork, and the question I would ask is your ductwork clean, or are you inhaling stuff and junk that you would rather not have in your lungs or your children's lungs?
You're absolutely right. And I guarantee if you haven't had it done, that stuff and junk is in your duct system. That's why you should have it professionally cleaned, sanitized, and sealed by Amnesty Air Duct Cleaning. You know where most people have such a great time to go out every Saturday and Sunday night or Friday and Saturday night and have a great time? You and I do it every Saturday and Sunday morning right here on the AM 760 airwaves. We enjoy coming in
the great voice of the Great Lakes.
Yes, sir. Every Saturday and Sunday morning and bringing the inside outside guys and housing information you can trust every weekend.
Absolutely. Phone lines are open, 888-654-4897. Want to do a quick follow-up. Bob McComb was on earlier, custom home builder and remodeler. And we had a question just a little bit ago from a listener who's thinking of putting an elevator in his home. Those just a decade or two ago were all hydraulic units. They were very expensive. They required extra large chases or spaces, if you will, to install them. Today, there are single-person electric units like you and I saw out at the International Builder Show. What some builders like Bob will do is design a home such that the closets are stacked one on top of the other, first story to second story.
And to fourth story.
Yeah, or three or four, like right. The listener had there. And that makes a real easy chase to build for a contractor to later retrofit an elevator into that space. I mean, people that know what they're doing can cut the floor, reinforce it, and boom, you got a vertical pathway for an elevator in there, to take you to the first, second, third, fourth floors. So we just wanted to throw that out there. If you're designing a new space, having a guy like Bob McComb or Kopke design a new space for you, see if you can stack closet spaces for future retrofit of an elevator.
Yeah, and John, that was John from Ann Arbor who called. Yeah. He's a perfect client that we talk about from Barrier Free Plus. He has a choice to either stay in his home and retrofit it and make it easier for him as he grows,
yeah,
or move out, find a condo someplace is going to be easier. And a lot of people want to stay where they're at. They're willing to put the money in to stay where they're at. I was listening to Rick Edelman earlier on the drive, and he was mentioning how expensive moving is. And I don't think people realize how expensive it is to move from one place to another.
We did an article maybe a year and a half on that.
Yeah.
They don't. I mean, real estate commissions, moving companies, the disruption in your life. We used to track just how many meals people are going to eat out in that period between when they list a home and get settled in their new home. And they end up spending several thousand dollars just eating out because, well, we have a showing tonight. We don't want to have the kitchen dirty. Or we've moved into a new house, but we don't know where all our stuff is. It isn't unboxed yet. We can't cook a meal. All that little stuff adds
kids.
Up. Tens of thousands of dollars. Yeah.
You're right. So we have no problem with someone leaning towards making their existing residence, no matter what their age, better for them rather than
And it's
them.
A good market. Yeah. So
you're right.
If it's properly done by a professional, you're going to improve the value of that property anyway.
And we want to remind people that when you are thinking of a project, let's say you're thinking of a new deck, and you say to yourself, it's going to increase the value of our home. Most of these projects do not increase the value of your home. They will give you, you can go to something called cost of value report, and they will give you an idea what that will bring you back in a sale once you sell. And almost all of them are, you know, less than 100%. They can be 90% or down. So if you put $10,000 into a deck, when you sell the house, you'll get $9,000. So before you decide to do that job, check out the cost of value. It's available to anybody out there before they decide to do a specific project. Fair?
Yeah.
All right. Let's go to the phones. 888-654-4897. Let's talk to Kathy in Warren. Good morning, Kathy. You're on with the guys.
Good morning. My husband and I have an issue down in our basement where by our laundry tub and also is connected with the garbage disposal in the kitchen and the half bath. And we had water come up out of the basement drain, I guess you would call it. And we had a company come out and look at it, and they told us we needed to, and they took the camera and showed us that the tile in the floor drain is deteriorated due to acid, he called it, and that they would have to jackhammer the floor and replace the pipe and do a couple of other things. And they gave us a quote of what it would cost, and I don't know if it's worth getting a second opinion or what.
Yeah, you know, for those must-do jobs like you're talking about, and if you have time, we always recommend getting a second opinion. Now, but they say they can cure the whole problem by staying inside your basement. They don't have to do any digging on the outside. Okay, well, that's good. That's good. Waterwork plumbing, bud?
Yeah, or Z plumbers will reline pipes.
They can reline pipes as long as they haven't collapsed.
Exactly. So one of the questions when you were looking at the camera, was any of the pipe actually collapsed, or was some of it broken and plugged, or what were you seeing?
Yes, it was the one that I saw, the where it like... if you take a circle and the bottom of the circle had come apart and you could see the ground.
Okay.
And he said it was probably 99% maybe the garbage disposal with all the gunk that you put down your garbage disposal over the course of years. Our house was built in about 1976.
Okay, still relatively young men.
Yeah, it is. I would explore a company having possibly relining those in place and jackhammering as a last resort.
Absolutely. But if they do jackhammer and they're going to come in there, you'd recommend putting a check valve in. You wouldn't want to do all that without putting a check valve in there, which is just a valve in the pipe that will stop any more water from coming up through that pipe. Let me give you a couple phone numbers. Do you have a pen handy?
I sure do.
Okay, the first one's called Z Plumbers of America, and the phone number is 734.
734. Oh, that's downriver.
No. Okay. 519.
519-6291.
Now, ma'am, we wouldn't give you this number if we didn't know they'd come to you. If it's 734, they'll go to 248-810-517. So they can reline the pipe for you if need be. And
it would be less expensive. The letter Z, like in zebra?
Yes, ma'am.
And then the Z plumbing, I'm sorry.
Z Plumbers.
Plumbers. B-E-R-S. Yes. Okay. Were you going to give me another number, too, or not?
Yes, ma'am. I'm also going to give you Waterwork Plumbing. Now, they can't rely on it, but they can repair it and give you another estimate like you just received. So,
okay.
Waterwork Plumbing, the phone number is 248-213-7513.
So Z Plumbers could reline?
They'll tell you whether they can reline. They'll come out, they'll give it an inspection, they'll tell you what they'll be able to reline. Yes.
Okay. All righty. Then they'll charge us to come into the house and take a look, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
All right.
So I will give them a call first thing tomorrow morning. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Mm-hmm. You're very welcome.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you as well. Have you seen the process of relining? Have you seen how they do that?
Yeah.
You know, most time when something is relined, it's a cementitious slurry that literally they'll put a pipe in. It'll have a wand that rotates and sprays it out as they go. When they reline this pipe, it's actually like a balloon material that once they put it down through there, it will harden up as hard as rock or a pipe. It is unbelievable.
It's similar technology to what they've done, you know, with arteries.
You're right.
In the human body, you know, with the balloon. It is, and that's strong enough that can actually impose a force against the existing inside wall of the pipe and expand it, if you will, if it's collapsed slightly. If it's seriously collapsed, like you said, they can't do it. But it's amazing. Well, I mean, the in-floor ductwork that Amnesty does, you know, with that product that they use, it's like heaven forbid. No, yeah. That's not plumbing pipes. That's distribution pipes, but it's a similar
duct armor.
Yeah, it is so cool. We live in great times. If you're a homeowner, you live in great times.
What about boring? You know, that you see now that we never saw that years ago.
Boring.
And what's amazing, our friend Pat Kelly told us this when he had some geo put in, that a GPS system, you can take a boring line with a diamond tip blade, set a GPS location down to the pinhead, and it'll wind up right there. That is just amazing. Where before you'd have to dig everything up, there's no way to put anything down there.
Well, it's interesting because when I was a kid, one of my jobs was I was a swamper on mud trucks that we delivered different materials to oil wells that they were drilling.
Okay.
Because they anytime you drill a well, you've got to have material that'll bring up whatever you're drilling, right?
Right.
Get it out of the hole.
Yeah.
They call that drilling mud. And depending on the weight or viscosity of the materials, you use different muds to make the slurry thicker or more vicious. Anyway, long story short, they were starting back then, 45, 50 years ago, to do directional drilling because they might have a lease on my property that adjoins yours.
Right.
But they know that the gas is underneath your property. And they literally could drill straight down and then go 45 degrees.
Oil rigs are doing that now. A lot of countries.
It's amazing.
It is amazing, the new technology. Hey, we'll continue this discussion when we get back from this break, taking any and all your phone calls just for the next 15 minutes or so at 888-654-4897.
And again, if you've got an old crummy bathtub and you can't even get up out of it once you're in it, then you probably ought to replace it with a beautiful, new, stylish, walk-in, safe shower. And of course, a company that can do that for you, usually in a day, maybe two at the most, is Bath Planet. Okay, we're not on the air every day, but we're available at InsideOutsideGuys.com 24/7. Our Facebook page is one that you want to visit and tell people about because it's fun, it's educational. And every Friday in the Homestyle section of the Detroit News, Ken and I get a chance to talk a little more about a specific topic that appears in the Homestyle section every Friday. And we know some people that are making books out of those. Hopefully they'll publish it and send us a buck or two.
You are 100% right of that, hey. Take your phone calls, 888-654-GUYS equals 888-654-4897. Before the last break, we're talking about permits, and you said you wanted to have a discussion. Did you not like what I had to say there when it comes to permits?
No, I mean, It was a rare occasion that you expressed yourself rather well, and I was shocked.
Now you sound like my wife.
No, you made a good point, because of how you explained it. So many jurisdictions, you know, just kind of implemented these additional costs for a new roof or a permit for the new driveway, like you said, or new side, or whatever it was. And it is tough to keep on top of those if you're a contractor doing business in 27 jurisdictions.
If I'm a plumber, yeah, I know anything I do is going to require a permit.
Yeah.
Right,
electricians.
A roofer. Every roof's going to require a permit. There's not a jurisdiction that doesn't want you to pull a permit for a roof out there. But there are jurisdictions out there. Warren, for instance. Warren is the only jurisdiction, Warren, Michigan, that requires a rat wall on their patios. Chuck, that's ridiculous.
I agree with you.
Absolutely ridiculous.
I agree with
you. And that
you.
Adds so much. That'll increase the cost of patio by a third at least.
Yeah, small patios, it could be a lot more than that.
Okay.
Yeah.
The purpose of a rat wall, everyone out there, is for rats can't burrow under just a regular slab and make a home. But to put that on a homeowner.
On a patio.
You know what?
A concrete patio.
If a rat burrowed under my patio, I guarantee I could get rid of it. I guarantee I'd make it so it never came back under my patio.
And you're going to observe it enough that you're not going to allow it to undermine the entire patio either.
And the reason I say that, everybody, because if the right contractor doesn't know what I just said, they're going to come in. And remember, this is the only jurisdiction that requires that. So why would they think it requires
that? Well, more and more do.
They're going to come in. They're going to say, hey, here's your price for your patio. They're going to go pull the permit, and the city's going to tell them, oh, you need a rat wall under that. So then they got to come to you, and I would.
That'll be an extra $6,000. Well, yeah, you can't absorb that.
No, you can't absorb that. And if you don't like it, here's your money back. We won't do the job. But you can't absorb that. I mean, it's so important that people know as a contractor what is required. And in certain trades, it's almost impossible, like the one I was
talking
about.
And here's what we tell people, and this would be my follow-up to the discussion you and I had. You're a homeowner living in Warren. Call Warren.
I'm Thank you.
I'm thinking of having a patio installed. I'm going to be talking to contractors. What should I know? Do I require a permit? And then you should be fully informed as a homeowner.
I agree with you. You know, and don't here's what you're going to hear. But if I call the city, they're going to see my phone number. They're going to know who I am. They're going to know I'm getting work done at my house. I don't want to bring any attention to
it. It's the fear of the old Gestapo, which is sadly prevalent today. People are afraid to be noticed. I don't want them to know I'm here. They know you're there.
You know what? Here's the deal. If most building inspectors out there are pretty reasonable guys.
They truly are. It's the exception that just ruins it. But you're right. Most are good people. They're reasonable. You can talk with them.
Yep. And those guys out there, we used to call some inspectors, you know, we call it a God complex because they could shut you down. I mean, they could say, they go home.
Yeah.
A couple times I have, and I've talked over a 30-year, come up, you need a permit? Oh, you have a permit? No.
Oops.
We're doing a patio. Let's get it done. Get it done. Get it out.
I actually started a couple houses without them years ago. I mean, decades ago. And
I'm cautiously
admitting that, but and it wasn't right. I shouldn't have done it.
But here's the thing, Chuck. I would trust you to do that. I know you. Even if a permit wasn't required for you, you'd still do it right. As a matter of fact,
that was our objective in everything we did.
I want a contract that's going to go above code. I want an inspector to come as boy, they did that right.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about
that.
You guys
do a great job.
So knowing that most inspectors are reasonable, you know, they're going to come and say, you know what, guys, shut down, get a permit. Or I'm going to come back in 2 days. If you don't have a permit, I'm going to shut you down. That's how most guys are. Unless you're doing something egregiously wrong. You know, you're putting a new furnace in or something like that without getting a permit. Then they tend to get a little bit testy about that kind of stuff.
And the company, again, you know, CNC, you know,
Sharon's.
They know. I mean, that's all they do every day in specific jurisdictions, and it's just part of what they do, you know.
As a homeowner, if you're having those mechanicals done, the furnaces, the air conditioning unit, the standby generators, as a homeowner, you want permits pulled. Don't have anyone come install something like
contractor.
That. Thank you. There's a roofing company out there right now, Chuck, and they're starting to grow and be a very popular roofing company that requires the homeowners to pull the permits.
Yeah, you're going to save a ton of money.
Don't ever, as a homeowner, pull a permit if a contractor is doing the job. You are 100% saying that you are responsible for anything they do on your property.
You're making a public declaration on the record that you are the general contractor for that work.
Yes.
And you're not qualified to be that person. Don't do it.
Why would you? If you have a professional
why would you? Exactly.
That knows what they're doing, the only reason they're going to be afraid to pull a permit is if they're not licensed.
Yeah, Kearns doesn't want you to pull the permit.
No, exactly.
Victor's doesn't want you. ProHome doesn't want you. You know, Kanga doesn't want you to do that.
Right.
No. Boy, that's great advice.
You mentioned Sharon's Heating, Cooling, and Air Conditioning. They do so many different things. They put so many different kind of heating products in a house, whether it's a furnace, it's a mini split, you name it. They're experts at those. They know all the ins and outs of installing those. And we always say this, Chuck. You have a salesperson sitting in front of you. You're asking them questions. They've heard those questions 100 times.
If they're worth their salt, they know what you're going to ask.
Every time. Yep. And the question of, is a permit necessary? The response needs to be yes every time when it comes to that kind of equipment.
You know, it's an interesting thing because in this day and age, liability has become such a big issue.
Oh, you're so right.
And you and I have written, and maybe we should write again on this, but insurance companies sometimes will void coverage if a permit wasn't pulled for something that a permit was required for. And boy, I'll tell you, if that's a furnace that causes a fire in your house and your house burns down and the insurer goes, sorry, you know, the cause was a badly installed furnace and it wasn't properly installed, that's on you.
Or they weren't insured properly or for enough. Think about the fire at Oakland Hills. You know, from what I understand, that was started by an electrician. I guarantee you the electrician at the most probably had a $1 million policy.
Oh.
At the most.
Limit of coverage.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's never going to cover that. But you want to make sure if you have a house, he has a $1 million policy, it'll cover anything in a residential house.
Oh, it's funny you say that because go back to our conversation with Bob McComb at 10:30. He knows what coverages his subcontractors have that he brings into your project. And that stuff matters. It makes a difference, you know, that they're properly insured and properly insured to the amounts that are sufficient to cover, you know, potential damages. And it's not something you should even have to worry about as a homeowner, which is another reason that you want to use people that you can trust.
And that's another reason on a regular basis as a homeowner, you should be breaking out your homeowner's insurance policy and taking a look at that and what it covers and it doesn't cover. Chuck and I are so important that you have the right professionals doing the right job for the reasons he just said. Huge. You don't like, you know, your brother's cousin's uncles coming and putting a hot water heater in, no matter how many times they've done it. Hey, we know you like the show. You tell all your friends about the show. That's the only thing that we ask, that you tell everyone you know about the Inside Outside Guys, because the more people we help, the happier Chuck and I are. 24/7, theinsideoutsideguys.com, the Inside Outside Guys on Facebook, because from the roof to the basement, the street to the back fence, if you need it, the Inside Outside Guys are here for you today and every day.
Everybody, thank you so much. We appreciate you. Bye-bye.